This was written on the second anniversary of finishing chemotherapy. It's a love poem. It's called To My Hair. I never appreciated your ability to grow into thick, resilient strands black as India ink. I used to bleach you so frail, or shave you clean under the harsh summer sun. And once in high school, I didn't wash you for 10 weeks straight because I thought, man, it would be so cool to be the first Chinese kid in Chicago with dreadlocks. When you started to recede, my worries flew up the Lau family history of hair, recalling grandpa's patterned baldness, how mom's whole head turned white like an ivory star before she was 20, and how Uncle Etienne used to call dad Silvermane for the streak of white bolting across the back of his head, which he always boasted was a sign of his brilliance. Though I knew someday you'd slowly vanish, I always thought that you'd recede over decades, retreating like a wounded beech. Never thought I'd see you vanish completely in the flash fires of chemotherapy. After the first week, I stood in the bathtub pulling out tiny clumps of you like unraveling the string my head was made from. Wiping off half an eyebrow felt like holding a handful of my bloody teeth. Wiping off the other half like looking back at the car crash, wondering if I really survived it. And it was never the blood tests or the x-rays or sinister words like malignant that broke me. But it was when I saw you strolling across the bathroom floor that I prayed to God, night, mouth in the darkness, whatever would devour me, swallow me whole faster than one hair at a time. I'd like you to know that every day I would still shampoo my bald scalp out of habit in memorial for your shortened life. My fingers would pay respects to 1,000 of your gravestones every morning. Maybe this was my ritual to call you back. On my knees, white as the sheet I feared they'd lay over me, an atheist praying for regeneration in cupfuls of hair. How many nights did I run my finger along the rim of my head searching for your return? How many deserts did I cross in my mind? Years after, I still catch myself running my fingers through your nest to see if you've held against the wind. Promise to never shave you clean for every comb that resembled a baptism. Your patchwork emergence was a flight of blackbirds returning home in the spring, so I tattooed a black star on my wrist to remind myself of the beauty of what was barren and reclaimed. I am so sorry for never appreciating how stoically you fit to my scalp or how neatly you tucked under a baseball cap. Penance comes with every instance my heart surrenders to the commonplace, like how I imagine all brushes is silver-plated. Think of donating hair for wigs as an act of extraordinary mercy. Fall in love with Rogaine commercials. Melt when my girl runs her finger along your tips like grass. Break down when I catch your reflection in the mirror, and sometimes I can't help but mouth the words, "Welcome back."